welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather. I got some news and views from a West Texans biblical point of view, one you're not going to find in your mainstream media. Hey folks, what's going on today? I wanted to jump on real quick today, just do an update for you guys. And so, I'm going to click on over here. If you guys do not get the newsletter from the Jan Markell Ministries, Jan Markell, I suggest you sign up for that. Always has a lot of good stuff. And so I'm going to read a little bit of that today. If I can scroll back here and find it. It's from Olive Tree Ministries, and it's called the 2-Minute Warning. It's from April the 30th, 2024. If you guys want to read that in full, you can go to olivetreeviews.org, and you can catch it right there. But she's got some good things to say. So before I head on into work this morning, I wanted to go ahead and read that to you guys to let you know what's going on in the world today and what we should be looking for. All right, here we go. So this is from Jan Markell, and she says, and I quote, "Have you ever been betrayed? Maybe you have more than once, maybe many times. I bet you find it hard to trust anyone now." She goes on to say, "You see, the Jews didn't take things seriously in Germany in the 1930s. It wouldn't get all that bad. They were comfortable and assimilated back then. Whatever was happening would blow over. The Jews had contributed so many positive ways to European society. The warning signs had to be false alarms. They were betrayed in Europe, and it is happening again, and now they are reading the handwriting on the wall. The messages of warning are everywhere. This time, they are paying attention. They've gotten the message that now is the 2-minute warning, and here's why. Number one, she says, their 75-year ally, America, is chastising, marginalizing, scolding, and telling them to lose their war. Don't retaliate when attacked. Their longtime friend favors Iran. Politicians who are one of them have turned on them. Can you say, Chuck Schumer, she says? And number three, the media has betrayed them, even the conservative media. Can you say Tucker Carlson? Number four, parts of the church are hostile due to replacement theology. Others don't want to make waves or wade into controversy. Every global outfit from the UN to the WEF to the ICC to the EU laments the plight of the so-called Palestinians. In fact, most of the world feels the Jews are the oppressors and the Palestinians are the oppressed. They support Hamas. They have sympathy for barbarians." That's hard to imagine. Yes? Yes, it is. I just can't fathom it. But anyway, she continues. "So someone is waiting in the wings who is the ultimate betrayer, and he will fool them too because they are in a state of fear and anxiety. They will be open to his cunning message. The global mover and shaker may be inconsequential right now, but he is rehearsing how he will play into their insecurities. He's in the shadows now." She continues, "The Jews will eagerly listen to him. Wouldn't you if people were shouting at you to go back into the ovens? There is only one solution, intifada, revolution, long live Hamas, death to Jews. Wouldn't you be receptive if you saw nearly every prominent college campus within the Jew, writhing with Jew hatred? Then threats are issued saying the 7th of October is going to be every day for you. These radicals want to murder your babies and other loved ones, burn your homes, and even take more hostages. Is this the predicted love growing cold? How can human hearts be this cruel? What has infected a huge number of those under the age of 25? In 1938, Germany was not their home, but in 2024, neither is America, or Australia, or Canada, or France, or the UK, or South Africa. They only have one home, and that is Israel. Israel will do their best to protect the Jews. At Columbia and Yale and MIT and dozens more, Jews are on their own. No one has their back." I'm going to interject here and say Texas, at the UT, University of Austin, Governor Abbott has your back. And they arrested quite a few of those. But I was going to interject there. But back to the article. Jan continues and she says, "But this smooth-talking man called the Antichrist will be on their side for a short season. This is the classic setup right now. A charismatic man is waiting in the wings. He will seduce the left-behind world, but he will mesmerize many Jews because they are being primed to be told that a benevolent dictator is their best friend and will never betray them, ever. Those days are behind." Nope, I'm sorry about that. I went off the... sorry, you guys. I knocked that down. I hope I didn't delete that. I sure did. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, hold on, fellers. I'm so sorry about that. Modern technology, let me tell you. Oh, my thumb went a little too far and kicked it over to the side here. Oh, there we go. Sorry. Let's scroll back down here. I do apologize for that. I am sitting in my car doing this podcast, so I'm sorry. Let's see. Let me go back down. Okay, so 1938. I'm so sorry. Okay, so, oh, yes. So those days are behind. They will relax for 3.5 years, secure in his promises that include no betrayal, and then he will stab them in the back, even worse than all previous betrayers. That peace treaty he signed will be shredded. That third temple he allowed will be defiled. How can this be? He promised. He was convincing. He told them what they wanted to hear. It was all a lie. They will have to flee to the hills called Petra. This will be the classic betrayal. Then Jesus Christ enters the picture. He will never betray. You can count on it. Their anxiety will actually turn to tears, but the betrayal will finally be over. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 through 10 says, "And on that day I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of pleading, so that they will look at me whom they pierced, and they will mourn for him like one mourning for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn." So she goes on to say at the end, and she closes with, "Come to think of it, maybe it's the 2-minute warning for the whole world." Guys, if you have not subscribed to Jan Markell's newsletter, you should. She sends out one quarterly as well, in print, and it is it's so enlightening, and it's got so much packed information from different pastors and teachers, commentators around the world. And with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to jump on really quick before I headed into work. I read that this morning in my email, and I thought, oh my goodness, we've got to talk about that today. So there is so much hatred and vitriol towards the Jews, and I don't understand. It makes absolutely no sense when you look at these people screaming death to Israel. And so it's very sad. It's disheartening that this would happen in the United States of America, and that Columbia wouldn't do anything about it. The University of Columbia and MIT and all these other universities are just allowing the inmates to take over the prison, basically, is what it is. And we just need to keep those Jewish students in our prayers. We need to keep Jerusalem in our prayers. We just pray every day that the peace of Jerusalem would rule. And that's when Jesus Christ comes to rule in Jerusalem. And so we just pray for their protection and their peace right now. And we just pray that the Lord would protect them. And of course, you'll just give them strength and wisdom. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. So guys, I'm so thankful that you guys are listening today. And I pray that you guys have a great day. And I am heading into work. And as always, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, may today be the day that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home.